Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 481. I almost forgot the name of our show there for a second, guys. Am I getting Alzheimer's? Is that
It's River that... Grinders.
Yeah, Ripper Grinders. There you go.
I think you are, because we just talked about this.
Yes, I know. We did.
No, you don't. Literally, we talked about this a minute ago.
Oh, we did.
Completely forgotten.
Oh, see, I forgot already. That's how it goes, man. You get the Alzheimer's, and then, like, you know, your memory's just fucked. I'm your host, Frank Branch, is alongside my trusty cohort. What were your name again? Let's see. We got Bert.
Snazzy J and Wild Dog.
Oh, okay. Snazzy J and Wild Dog. Welcome, guys, back to the show, I guess. Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen.
I was somewhat riffing on Matt. ICP, but
there you go. Gentlemen, how was your week?
More or less okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's better than bad, I guess. What about you, Brake?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's pretty good.
All right.
Does that mean my weekend? My week was log.
Yeah, your week was log, like dog log.
It's a joke. Oh, Ren okay. Stimpy.
Oh, everybody wants a log.
Better than bad.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I had kind of a mixed bag week, but not terrible. You know, it's one of those things. But
I'm done with snow. I want snow to go away.
Yes, winter is a horrible thing that needs to never exist.
You know, it's really weird. Like, we've had, like...
And cold.
Cold. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, cold, snow, ice... Everything to do with the winter has to go away.
Yeah.
I want spring to get here. I want to get warm out, and I want to stay warm.
Being
in Florida for a week, yeah. Like, just
You know what's weird? I'll save the story for my 2-minute review.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Here in Denver, like, it's been like 65, 70 degrees, like breezy, perfect, like. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, we usually have a little bit more snow in March. March is our snowiest month, but we've had a grand total of 2 snows the entire winter. Wow. So somebody beeped. I don't know who beeped.
That's my phone. Oh, notifications. Okay.
All right. Let's get started with news, because we got tons of news to get on with here, Eric. So let's get to it.
Okay. First, from our RPG site, we have... new Neptunian development called Brave Neptune, tentatively. But the interesting thing about this game is that it's being developed by a Quebecan
Quebecois.
So if it's a Western developer, that probably means it's also coming west. But
there you go.
If so, I think it's weird that the initial reveals are in Japanese.
Yeah. Well, it's not entirely weird. This is a Japanese property anyways, right? I mean, Neptunia has always been Japanese, so it's kind of weird that Artisan Studios is doing it, but...
Maybe it's because they're doing one of their own, and it's probably the next main game, and they can't be bothered to do two at once,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, probably.
And they probably tab them. And then they were like, show us what you can do. And they're like, they liked what they saw. So there's okay. And yeah. It's also something that Japanese development has been doing for a while, like outsourced development studios.
Yeah. It's actually really cool. I watched the video that I'm playing right now for our audience. But I highly recommend these guys seem pretty passionate about what they're doing. The artwork looks fantastic. That's never been.
I haven't watched the trailer, but I'll do it after the show.
Yeah, this like I said, it's
they like the article says, they previously worked on a game called Zodiac Arcanon Orcanon Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think I've heard of, but I never actually looked at.
Yeah, Breakman's exiled. He knows why.
I do not know. What are you talking about?
Plenty of Western Neptune fans, yeah. So I'm sure. They can do it justice if they.
No, it sounds like these guys are really happy to be doing it. And kudos to CompileHeart for letting someone in the West kind of help them out with the game. That's branching out. That's what it's all about. Gaming is for everybody.
Maybe they could actually do better than most of the Japanese development teams on the Neptune games.
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, I see Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Frank the Old. How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled. Damn it, I haven't exiled you in a long time.
But it is interesting that it's the platform listings seem to be for the Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. So maybe if this game's successful, the main Neptunia series could jump to the Switch?
Yeah, maybe. All right, break, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Mary Skelter 2 announced for PlayStation 4. During Dengeki Game Fest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just Fest.
Yeah.
Fez?
Well, Fez is like, I guess it's a pet name for festival.
Yeah.
Okay. So that thing. CompileHeart announced Mary Skelter 2 for PlayStation 4. This is a follow-up to 2016 Vita game. Why am I reading this? Who cares? And in addition, the sequel includes PS4 remake of the original game in the package. Several gameplay balance changes have been made to both the new version of the original and the sequel. Such adjustments include a smaller, more usable dungeon map, an automatic function added to jail roulette, as well as adjusted wards, better debugging and balance, sorting added to the warehouse, as well as functionality to mark items needed for quests, improved quest system.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I can already list out the flaws of the original PS Vita release. I just haven't had the time to actually write a review for it yet, despite the fact I've only played about an hour. I already know everything about the game, pretty much.
Well, how dare you? You haven't played the whole game, so you don't know everything about the game.
I'm not going to torture myself by playing a game for 10 hours long.
No, I hear you, man.
Especially if you're going to rework the game, and I'm going to have to replay it.
Yeah. Freak Five's Exiled.
It's got a lot of the same problems Make You did, so that's why I know most of this game's like already.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Valkyrie Profile Lenith heading to smartphones on March 22nd. I don't think we need to do too much more talk about that. It looks pretty. Saw the trailers. I'm putting the trailer up on the screen now. So if you have a mobile phone, if you haven't played it, might be your opportunity to play this game. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Valkyrie Profile.
No, I already did that.
Heading. What?
I already did that. Next one.
Wait. Oh.
You did?
Yeah. Did I?
That was...
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I think I got my links all mixed up. Go ahead, Break. Sorry.
No, I'm confused. Which one did you do?
We did Raid Neptune, then we did Mary Skelter. We haven't done this yet.
Okay. Go ahead, Break.
Okay. RPG comes to us from RPGZ. I was doing fine.
Were until I interrupted.
Messed me up.
Yep.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Valkyria Profile, the Lenith heading to smartphones on March 22nd.
I just said that's the one I just did. Jesus, I was right. Next story, Break.
Okay. I'm so confused now.
I know you
coming
are.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Saga Scarlet Grace is coming to Switch this year in Japan.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yep. There's that. Looks okay. Not much.
Well, it's also coming to other platforms like Steam and Xbox One and PS4.
Why did
So it's probably going to get a Western release based on the fact that it's even coming to Steam in the first place.
Yeah, I would say so. I think anything that comes on Steam is.
Doubt they would put it on Steam, just release it just for the Japanese audience.
Right. Because not a lot of people in Japan use Steam, right? Like, that's my kind of semblance of things. I know they do use it, but it's not like it is here.
They don't even have a working equivalent. It's just like, here's your doujin game that you probably bought at a convention somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Sega Genesis Mega Drive Collection.
Yes.
This is not quite the same thing as the Ultimate Genesis Collection, because I noticed a few games were missing.
Yeah.
Like Revenge of Shinobi's not on here for whatever reason.
Licensing, probably.
And the original Phantasy Star's not on here.
Licensing. Plus Phantasy Star.
I don't know about the original Phantasy Star having licensing issues. I think it's because they made this a Genesis Mega Drive, and they're sticking to that hard. Because even though the Ultimate Genesis Collection had primarily Genesis games, it did have like the arcade version of Golden Axe and like the arcade versions of Ultra Beasts.
I know
they and then the original Phantasy Star.
That's something interesting to talk about, guys. I know they tried to revive Golden Axe with that horrible remake, but
I think the Ultra Beast remake that was only released in Japan on the PS2 is worse, though.
Yeah. I think of all the retro games, those two are ripe for a good release, like an updated release. You know what I'm saying?
But anyways, this is about the RPGs that are on the collection out of the 50-something games.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon Buster's in chat. What's up, Dungeon? He says, yay, Phantasy Star.
The RPGs on here are Beyond Oasis, Fatal Labyrinth, which you shouldn't play. It's a terrible roguelike game. Phantasy Star 2, Phantasy Star 3, Generations of Doom, Phantasy Star 4, The End of Millennium, Shining in the Darkness, Shining Force 2, Shining Force, and Sword of a Million.
Yeah. Freak5's talking about how jealous he is of the lead you put in a mechanical pencil for some reason. I don't know.
I could have just listed off every single game on this list, but I don't have that link.
Nah, dude, we don't need every single game, man. There's tons of games on that thing.
I'm also mad that they didn't include Wonder Boy Monster World 4 on there, even though they got 1, 2, and 3 on there.
How weird. That is
weird.
Oh, wait,
actually, it's just 1 and 4. Huh. Or 3, sorry.
Weird. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Dark Rose Valkyria heads to Steam on April 10th.
Yeah, I think that's a story. There's a few things.
The Steam. I'm gonna skip ahead. The Steam release features Japanese and English voices.
I don't know why I keep saying Valkyria when it's Valkyrie.
Valkyrie?
I always say Valkyrie.
I'm sorry. Yes. My bad. The Steam release features Japanese and English voices with English, Japanese, and Chinese subtitles. While a price hasn't been announced, the game will have been week-long 20% off discount. Additionally, a complete deluxe set is also available, which bundles the game, all DLC, and deluxe pack contents with a 10% discount. The deluxe pack includes character art collection, rough art collection, PC wallpaper, and mobile wallpapers.
And
so, like four or five of them.
I've heard this game sucks, and from a little I played, that opinion's probably going to end up being true for me.
Wow.
I still need to get around to reviewing the game, but I might as well just wait until the PC release comes out so I can do both.
Since it's going to suck, I'm not going to bother reading the story synopsis.
Yeah, let's not. let's move on to something probably going to be way better. Coming to us from RPG Site, Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire delayed 1 month. Wow, that's weird. Doesn't really have a reason why, but it says...
the fire is too dead.
Yeah, exactly. The first Pillars of Eternity is pretty fucking good. We know you're as excited as we are about the upcoming launch of Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire, said Obsidian in the statement. As you probably guessed, Deadfire is a huge game, significantly larger than the original Pillars of Eternity. Obsidian has been working harder than Abaddon himself to make every inch of it awesome, as well as incorporating all the great feedback we have been getting from everyone. So this is just a maintenance update. I mean, 1 month, no big deal. The first Pillars of Eternity is pretty fucking good. So, you know, there you go. It's been a surprisingly crowded for the blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there you go. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, if you're looking forward to that, which I still need to beat the first one. I haven't even touched that game, to be honest. I've been busy with other shit, but it's fucking fantastic.
Still yet to find a good price sale for Pillars of Eternity that wasn't under 30.
I got Pillars of Eternity 1 with all the DLC for $20, so I think I
missed that one because it's always been like 30-ish.
No, it's a great game. Great game. Dungeon Buster says first Pillars and the add-ons are great. Just the save game loads are horrible shit. Not on the Xbox X dungeon. I don't know if you have an X, but I think that makes a difference. All right, next story. Let's go with Breakman.
Next story coming to us live from our Gamatsu. Mega Dimension Neptunia VIIR. No, I'm calling it VIIR.
Ver. Call it Ver. There you go.
Ver. Okay, I'll go with Ver. Mega Dimension Neptunia
VIIR. VRR Troopers.
Yeah. Launches May 11th in Europe there? Yeah.
May 11th in Europe, yes.
Yeah. North America on May 8th? Okay, there you go. So that's I think we already talked about this game coming over here. So
this is the version of V2R that has a summer lesson like mode for adult Neptune.
How dare you, Dungeon
Busters? Which is basically just a way to like perv on them.
Yeah. How dare you, Dungeon Buster? He says I can tell he typed in this voice, guys. He says, I have pillars on the superior PC platform. So, there you go.
Well, I don't know. Maybe to get pillars running, have better load times on PC, you need to have it on a solid-state drive.
Yeah, you probably paid $2,000 for that PC platform, you son of a bitch, Dungeon Buster. I know you got all the monies, damn it. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu.
I need to learn the secret of Dungeon Buster's success.
Is it like the secret of mana? Anyways, next story comes
to
us.
No, it's the secret of my success.
Oh, Jay Fox. There you go. Yeah. I remember that. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Fantasy action RPG Decay of Logos coming to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Looks pretty. I don't know much about it, but it says they will publish the Portugal-based developer Amplify Creations third-person fantasy action RPG, Decay of Logos, for everything that I said. And they give you an overview, and there's a nifty trailer, which I'm playing. Anything else on this game? Portugal. Have you ever heard of a game coming out from Portugal?
I think Ryan might have been. But that might have been Brazil.
Maybe Brazil, yeah. Portugal's a little bit different than Brazil. Yeah, it's a little further away from Brazil, like clear across the globe from Brazil. But anyways,
oh, I'm getting the fact that in Brazil they speak Portuguese.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon Buster says actually some weird limitation on the Unity engine. They admitted it was an issue on PCs, but haven't been able to fix it. So see, it's not so superior, Mr. Thurston Howell, the third Dungeon Buster. all right, Eric, next story, please. Yeah, it's an awesome
next
game.
Next story. Song of Memories gets a Encore edition. And what it has is the game in box, either PS4 or Switch.
Pervy pictures, yeah.
Collector's box and cloth screen cleaners with premium Song of Memories character artwork. With pervy looking stuff going on.
yeah, for sure.
4-disc soundtrack CD collection. Penguin mobile phone charm.
Definitely not worth $100. I think...
Yeah, especially since that charm looks really cheap.
They need to stop making these special editions
And the soundtrack, you're probably paying for the soundtrack CD. That probably is like $50 alone.
Yeah. Dungeon says no 3-hour tours for me. There you go. Let's see. Man, you caught that right on, Dungeon. Yeah, that's awesome. Encore Edition is going to be a no-go for me for sure. I mean, $100 and you're not getting much. Although I will say, like, I have yet to find a really good screen cleaner, like a good cloth microfiber screen cleaner, because the one that I have does not clean my TV worth shit. So maybe if I paid the extra for this game, I could use the screen cleaner and it would be magic or something. I don't know. But 4-disc soundtrack CD, that's awful. Ridiculous. And an art book, but whatever. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Other than the fact that you can get the game on Steam, but currently the English language isn't supported.
Ah, so there you go.
Because I'm guessing it happens whenever the game gets localized for consoles.
Have you ever played a game not in English, Eric, and had any success? Because I've tried a couple of times, and it's super hard.
any given Mega Man game.
Well, yeah, besides those, man. Come on. Let's see. Dungeon Buster says Frank has added an ultimate screen cloth to his inventory. I wish, man.
I can play Mother 3 competently. Yeah, actually, that was before the fan translation came out.
Yeah. Actually, if that's that could be a question for people. Does anybody know, like, a really good, like, cloth to buy, like a name brand with some type of solution that I can use for TV? Because my TV drives me fucking nuts. You know how sometimes, like, you get light filtering in from the outside and it, like, hits your TV and you can see all the flaws that you would, normally wouldn't see in darkness? Like, if somebody has a really good suggestion for me, let me know, because I've yet to find one. I've bought two or three fucking microfiber cloths and different solutions. If somebody has a really good one, let me know. And Freak 5 is exiled again.
Freak 5 Chaos in chat says Frank has trouble playing games in English.
How dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch? All right. Yeah, see, Bridget's like, I'm always cleaning that screen during... Oh, how dare you? You might be exiled too, son of a bitch. All right, next story, Breakman.
No, what was she saying? You didn't finish that.
I did not. She says, yep, he's always cleaning that screen during movie time. In other words,
Oh, you did finish it. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah,
porn movie time, you mean?
Porn movie time. How dare you?
Are you kidding me? He does it during commercials.
I don't... Hell no. I don't even have, like... The only service that I... It's weird.
Oh,
like,
it's that lady from Progressive again.
Yeah, it's Flo. I got to see Flo in high definition. High definition. All right, next story, Eric, please.
Next story is how near Automata. Is shipments and digital sales top 2.5 million.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good number. I wish that number was way higher.
It's a good
higher.
Number considering the original Nier didn't even reach that amount.
Do you know the...
And it's a good number for a niche game like this.
Do you know the numbers for the first game? I think they were around like 700,000.
You're breaking up on me, Frank.
Am I? Am I breaking up? Am Hello? I breaking up on you? Hello, Breakman.
I know they were under a million, and they were probably under 10... They were probably even under 100,000.
Yeah. Am I still breaking up, Breakman? Can you hear me or what's
No,
going?
I hear you now. Okay. That was just weird. It's like you were breaking up all of a sudden. I couldn't hear you at all.
I didn't hear sure. shit. Let's see. Yeah, no, I wish that number was way higher. We had a story last week about Horizon. What's the name of that? Event Zero Dawn or whatever. That fucking game that.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn sold like 7.6
million.
No,
I thought
copies.
You were trying to say Event Horizon because that was a pretty good movie.
I love that movie, man. I think that's an underrated horror sci-fi movie, but whatever. But Nier, I had a chance to mess around with it just a tad, and it's pretty good, Nier. So I'm glad to see that. I wish it was up around 5 million. That'd be really good, but whatever. All right, let's see. Dungeon says it's a really good number for a niche title, like Eric said. It's awesome to see it do so well. I'm hoping that they come out with a sequel that does about double that Dungeon, so we can see more of those type of games.
Well, I think what they were trying to accomplish with this game is to have it be successful, and for a game like this, it has been successful, so we'll probably see a sequel.
What were they expecting?
And it probably will do better, because it'll have more visibility and more marketing behind it.
That might be true, because from what I remember, the first one did about, 700,000, I think, in sales, so that's a pretty big jump. I don't know, I just think in terms of, like, Square Enix and their ridiculous numbers, like 7 to 10 million each fucking game, and they're still not satisfied. And here these guys are ecstatic that Nier did 2.5 million series sales. So that's good news, I guess. Let's keep it going. Buy the next Nier, everybody. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Ease 8, that's Lacrimosa of Donna, if I remember correctly, for the Switch launches June 28th in Japan. I'm sure the West will get that.
I think the West got a date for like somewhere around October 23rd or something.
Ah, got you. So there you go. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Final Fantasy Explorers has been dated for Japan for it was a double article. I fucked up. It's the EZ8 article.
Yeah, I saw that. It's okay. You go ahead and do it.
I'll look it up later. But...
All right. That's all right. Breakman, can you do the next story, please? Breakman. Do we have Breakman?
I'm sorry. I was distracted. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Cross Plus Channel Steam Edition arrives in spring 2018.
You're exiled, and... Breakman, by the way. You thought you
were
going to
go
with that.
I got the right link this okay. time.
Oh, what am I getting? This is like giving me some errors on this webpage. This looks like a freak type game.
Yeah.
I'll give you the link, freak. Here you go.
There you go. Yeah, it does look like a freak game, like pervy.
Back to the date for this Explorers Force game. It's March 15th.
Okay, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Omega Labyrinth Z refused classification in the UK. This is interesting. Roguelike dungeon crawler Omega Labyrinth Z was confirmed last November that it was coming west, but it seems it will be skipping over the UK, which was refused classification yesterday. Hold on. Sorry, guys, I had to... That was weird. P-Cube confirmed that this was indeed the case and expressed disappointment at the decision. VSC Rating Board revealed the full details on their site, stating that the game was refused classification due to the, quote, likely harm being caused to potential children or young children viewing the game as, quote, the game clearly promotes the sexualization of children via the sexual interaction between the game player and the female characters. Wow, that's weird. I'm sure it'll get imported by the Brits. Left and right.
This hasn't stopped Senran and Kagura from being released for the same reason.
I was going to say.
And that game's probably even pervier than this.
Yeah, what the hell? What gives, UK? Usually...
Not to mention Galgun 2.
Yeah, there you go. Those are good examples, man. I'm surprised.
Some rogue like guy with a stick up their butt decided to actually do something about this game when they heard about it.
Freak 5 is trying...
This story locked up my browser.
The thing with the VSC is that they're basically, like, I think they're the governmental oversight for PEGI.
Yeah.
Because PEGI's the actual rating system, but the ratings board is actually VSC.
I think
they're related to the BBC.
And I also think that there's like special like biases within those organizations for certain games. I don't know. It's just really weird to hear the UK ban this game. And like you said, Senran and a couple others that you mentioned, Escape Free, but whatever.
Yeah, this is something I'd expect Germany to ban this game, and they actually did.
Freak 5 tried to make it funny in chat. It wasn't funny. At least I wasn't laughing. Fucker. Exiled. All right.
I'm sorry. I wasn't there to read it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to get back in chat. I was having an internet issue.
Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. A good librarian like a good shepherd visual novel headed to the Switch in Japan on July 26th. So here's the description. When he was young, Kiyotaro wanted to read all the magic books in the world. But they were all in the magic library. Someone told him that to get there, he must be kind to everyone and bring happiness to their hearts. God damn, this sounds like it would be a slog to get through. Maybe Eric would enjoy it. I don't know. But let's see. One day while heading to school, he received a text from the, quote, shepherd telling him that his fate was going to change. He had a vision of an accident at the tram station. And help prevent any injuries by calling away a nearby girl. That girl, Sugumi, later came to the library club room, which he was a member of, to thank him and also to ask for his help to make Shiomi Academy more fun. Oh, geez, I wonder what could make the academy more fun. It seemed that she had also received a text from the shepherd, who is rumored to appear before people who try their best to grant their wishes. One by one, other students also join their group with the shepherd's guidance. So it's kind of a typical visual novel, sounds like.
Yeah, by the look of this, none of them made a cool wish. So screw it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Brake, do you have your links up at all?
No.
Okay.
Eric. Where are we here? In a new trailer military RPG from Silicon Era. Long Gone Days announced its release date. Okay.
Yeah.
Its release date.
Yeah.
Military RPG with an emphasis on visual novel storytelling and companionship between party members has announced its early access release date with a new trailer. Well, goddammit.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay, the trailer, it looks interesting.
Okay, Long Gone Days will be available on Steam Early Access on March 28th.
Yeah, it looks interesting. It's different.
Like a DRPG, but with mechs and stuff.
Is there mechs? I didn't see any mechs. I just saw a bunch of army
people. This is a drone, which it looks more like a mech than a drone, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, like, it's an army sim. You haven't really seen any army RPGs, so that could be interesting. I always thought that, what the thing that RPGs suffer from the most is their lack of creativity when it comes to the type of games. I've talked about horror RPGs before, which there are very few of. This looks interesting to me. I'd play it. It looks, the graphics aren't the greatest, but the visual style is definitely there, and it looks okay. I'd give it a try. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from RPG Site, and Little Witch Academia Chamber of Time launches on May 15th, and it will come out for both PS4, digital, no physical release. Weird.
Yeah.
and Steam.
Yeah.
And so North America and Europe. That's clearly for the
I see you break, man.
Release, because if you got Steam, you can get it anywhere that has Steam.
I see you break, man. Do you
hear you me? Just see me? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's just not talking. Okay.
Fans that pre-ordered the game on PSN will also receive a bonus official theme and a Magic Knight Grand Charion minigame.
What do you guys think about themes? Do you ever mess around with themes on the PlayStation? I know, Breakman, you don't have a PS4, but do you mess around with like themes on the Xbox, like changing the themes? Do you like doing that type of stuff? Or
I did with the 360 a little bit.
Yeah.
Since I've had the Xbox One, they change the dashboard, and it seems like once a year or so.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of doing anything.
From what I can tell from the screenshots, it looks a little bit like Valkyrie Profile.
Yeah. I've been messing around with themes quite a bit on the PS4. It seems like it's way better to deal with than the Xbox for sure. And they have quite a selection of free themes too, which is cool. I don't know if I like the dynamic themes as much because they make a lot of noise. Like there was a Dark Souls.
I always turn off the music on my.
Yeah, see, like it's kind of distracting. That's what I was gonna say. Like. I don't know. I'm iffy on the.
This is
why
I'm glad the Switch is GUI. It has no music going on in the background.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to. I think what is the last story, Eric?
The last story is East Memories of Celsa is coming to PC. This is the XE announcement. One of the unannounced games that they were teasing at months ago has finally been revealed, and that was this one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So it's getting ported to the PC.
It's being ported by the team that worked on E7 for PC.
Yeah. Dungeon says, themes are neat. I have a few on the PS4, like the anniversary one for Dragon Quest. Why did I not get that? Damn it. It's probably because I didn't have a PS4 in time. Dungeon Buster.
I think unlike E7, though, it's going to actually get an HD uptick instead of just a simple port.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster, how often do you change your theme? Because it seems like I'm looking for one to like constantly changing themes. Japan only. Google how to make a Japan. Yeah, I know. I should make a Japan account and get all that cool stuff, but whatever. Must not be a Dragon Quest VIII theme, otherwise it would suck. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled once again. What? Hey! What is that?
Help!
See?
It was an Amber Alert, sorry.
Oh, jeez. Amber Alert there for Freak Five Chaos, I bet. All right.
Sandusky, Ohio, Amber Alert.
Oh.
I don't know what LIC means.
I have no
license.
Idea.
License? slash IWUM 23, Florida.
Yeah.
Hyundai Sonata.
I knew Brakeman went to Florida for a reason.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Brakeman. I knew you went to Florida for a reason. Where's that kid, Brakeman? Where's that kid? Son of a bitch. Stealing kids from Florida. How dare you? Anyways, that's the end of the news, guys. Let's see. What's going on?
MXT.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was MXT. Dungeon Buster. Blame MXT.
No, he would have been caught by now.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Good point. Good point, Break. Dungeon says, I don't change it very often, to be honest. I stick with one for a long time. See, I'm trying to find a good one. I put Observer on, and that one was kind of annoying because it had all these weird noises and shit, and I'm like, ugh. But I got some Tales of Berseria. Maybe I'll put those in there. Freakfight said he thought Mug had snuck up behind me with the harmonica. It did kind of sound like that. That's weird. All right, let's move on. Any Twitter? Oh, actually, no discounts that I know of right now. I will say though that I didn't turn off my PS Plus thing. I had a 14-day trial, and they charged me $10, which sucked. But the good news is I'll get the games for next month, whatever they are. But so I don't know any homie discounts this week, unless you guys know of any. Yes.
There is a sale going on. PSN
always sales.
Right now.
Always sales on the PSN. All right, Break. Any Twitter questions or comments?
No, the only thing I got on Twitter is a picture of the orange penis.
You saw that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was.
I tweeted it out, and that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. If you want to send us a question or comment, send it to @RPGrinders on Twitter. Say all comments. What's that?
Oh, sorry.
I thought you said weed lonely.
Yeah, weed lonely. Weed lonely. No,
weed lonely. Frank, gotta get.
No, we always mention them on the air. So if you guys want to interact with us, make sure you tell us @RPGrinders anything you want to say. We'll say on the air. Ask Freak Five. He's said some pretty egregious stuff, and we still say it. So. There you go. What have you been playing, Break?
Most of the same stuff. The South Park game and same shit. I always play Halo Wars 2, but I also played a new game. I guess new to me because it's not really a new game, but the Stranger Things game.
Oh, it's fun. I got 100%. Yeah, it's a good game for sure. Bridget has a hard time with that game, man. She gets frustrated. I'm like, why? It's like the easiest game ever. It's like simple, like no problems. But it's just not her style, I guess. But she'll get
it. Yeah, I mean, if you die in it, it just sends you right back to where you were.
Yeah, exactly. let's see. What have you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing a little bit more Yakuza 6, and I finished that, and I got the review up on totallygn.com.
Yeah, cool. Right on. Anything else?
And a little bit of the 25th Ward. I didn't get to play as much as I'd wanted to this week, but over the weekend I'll get most of it done, I think.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, let's see, what have I been
playing? Played a little bit of more of that game I can't talk about still, though.
Yeah, don't talk
then
about
why
that.
Then why just mention it?
Yeah, exactly. God. Turn off your notifications, Eric. Like we're hearing beeps. And
when my mom messages me, she needs to text every little goddamn thing because she doesn't know how to read between the lines or think for herself.
Yeah. Well, let's just turn off notifications for now, dude. Freak 5 says he's been playing Dark Cloud. That's a great game. Final Fantasy Shitty 13. I mean, F-13, whatever. I think I don't know. What's F-13?
No, that's Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Okay. I get confused, man.
Apparently.
Mighty Number 9.
The Alzheimer's is getting you.
Yeah. I got Mighty Number 9 for free. Did you, Freak 5, did you pick up Bloodborne? Because if you didn't, pick it up, dude, before that goes away. And Ratchet and Clank, for that matter. Those are great games that they're giving away right now on PlayStation. So, pick them up, especially Bloodborne. Bloodborne, I believe, is probably the greatest game besides Dragon Quest VIII ever made. high praise. All right. Anything else, Eric?
I got reviews of two movies I saw this week.
Yeah, let me finish with what I've been playing, and then we'll get to it. I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, of course. Mortal Kombat, kicking Bridget's ass at Mortal Kombat.
Which Mortal Kombat?
XL, the one with Jason and Predator and all that. I bought it for like $10. It was a crazy deal a couple weeks back. Crazy Taxi, which is being given away for free right now if you have gold. So I highly recommend that game. It's an older 360. Actually, that's like a PS2 title, isn't it? Or even Dreamcast title. But it's a great game. And still, it kind of holds up. It's very arcadey. It's, you know, it's Crazy Taxi. You take people from one place to another, but it's a ton of fun. Have you ever played Crazy Taxi, guys? No?
Yep. Yes?
Yep. Yeah. Crazy Money.
Yeah,
Burger King, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, no, exactly. That was one of the coolest things about the game at the time, though, because back when you're playing on the original Dreamcast, nobody used product placement in a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you'd see, like, a billboard, it was always something fucking made up and shit, and this is the first game, it's like, oh, shit, I've seen Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I think the XBLA release, neutered the product placement, though.
Yeah. I've been playing.
I got rid of some of the Red Hot Chili Peppers soundtracks.
Yeah, because there's some weird licensing shit going on with that. Wolfenstein New Colossus. I'm having a good time with that game, but I'm finding more and more that the more I play first person shooters, like my stomach gets queasy, the motion sickness thing, and. I'm at a point now in New Colossus where it's fucking hard as hell. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to fucking pass this without, like, playing something else for a while. Because it's just
and you're on the easiest difficulty?
No, I'm not. I'm not on the easiest
difficulty. Maybe you should just drop it.
No, I don't want to do that because then I'll never hear the end of it from, everybody. But I've been doing fine.
We won't give it you crap.
No, look. I played the first one, Wolfenstein New Order. I got through that okay.
I thought I told you that, like, they made the character squishier in this game, so you might want to play on a lower difficulty.
Bridget wants to be exiled again, so she's exiled. Son of a bitch. Wolfenstein New Colossus, I played Seasons After Fall a little bit. I also got a chance to mess around with Skyrim on the Xbox, and I'm telling you, that's a good fucking version of Skyrim, man. Like, I don't know if they took some of the bugs out, but it's not nearly as buggy from what I remember. And graphically, it looks pretty. It almost holds up as a next-gen game. It's really weird. And then I played Little Dragon Age Inquisition. So that's pretty much everything I've been playing. I also have a couple of reviews, Eric, but I'll go ahead and do mine after your reviews of Happy Death Day and Tomb Raider.
All right, Happy Death Day is a horror movie that it's basically what if Groundhog Day were a horror movie. It's about a piece of shit college sorority girl, who's so shallow and everything, and it's supposed to be her birthday, and at the end of the day, she gets murdered by somebody. But she ends up waking up on the same day and repeating that day several times, so she has to figure out who her killer is.
Yeah.
And along the way, she ends up being a better person, like Groundhog Day. So this is like the unofficial remake.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
I mean, Groundhog Day was kind of a horror movie too, but a horror movie in the sense that it's like I'm stuck in this existential.
Yeah.
It's a horror for him, not for the rest of us.
Yeah, but it's still kind of a horror movie.
It kind of is. I know what you're saying, Eric.
Especially at the very end of the movie.
I could put that movie on a list of movies that you wouldn't consider a horror movie to begin with, but if you really thought about it, it really is a horror movie. Groundhog Day is definitely a non-horror horror movie, for sure. But yes, continue on, Eric.
I mean, yeah, if you add Existential Terror to the list, but anyways, I think it was a decent movie, but I think they kind of fucked up the ending by having her catharsis happen before the subversion. So, like, they could have, like, maybe worked it in and then have her catharsis after that.
Yeah.
So, maybe... so now I'm wondering, what's going to happen to this guy who's actually gay? So is he going to keep torturing himself now because she didn't bother to go redo all that stuff? Or are we implied that she'll do that later?
Yeah, I think it's more of an implication. They're not going to go too in-depth. I mean, it's a budget horror movie, Eric, so you're not going to get...
Also, like, you know, I was hoping maybe she could work things out with the person.
You're not going to get a ton of exposition in movies like this, but I thought it was slightly innovative. Like it really did have a good hook to the movie. So what are you giving Happy Death Day, Eric?
7.5.
Yeah, I think that's about right. That's fair. I saw Happy Death Day too. I think I gave it about the same score, if I remember correctly. All right, what about your Tomb Raider review? Spoiler free, please.
Let's see. This is a movie based mostly on the reboot of the 2012 game. There are a lot of pieces of shit on the internet complaining about her breast size, and fuck those people.
Oh, that's fuck all. Those people. Alicia Vikander's a great
actress, like T.J. Kirk, fucking the amazing asshole atheist.
Yeah, fuck that. Who cares? Yeah, but she's great.
I think he made a video complaining about the people who are complaining, but the problem was he advertised it in a way that was sexist. Yeah. You can't complain about sexist by being a sexist yourself.
Yeah. So what do you do? Like show a video comparing like the triangle boobs of the PS1 version?
No, he made a tweet on Twitter at saying like, do I have to be the guy that says her breasts are too small? I am. Oh, sorry. Oh. Yeah,
you know what? Like, fuck that guy. Fuck him. Fuck anybody who thinks that. Like,
I had him on my YouTube subscription list just to see how he evolved over the years, and he just remained stagnant.
And by the way,
this after I saw that tweet, it's like, no.
By the way, Alicia Vikander is pretty fucking hot, man. Regardless if she has the biggest fucking boobs in the world, who gives a fuck?
And yeah, they basically – it's basically the plot of the 2012 game.
Yeah.
They didn't make some references to the original Tomb Raider trilogy or that line of games.
She fought some raptors and shit?
No. Well, they didn't go stupid. They kept it more grounded in reality, like Uncharted. In fact, that was the movie's biggest problem, I feel. It was basically a gigantic ripoff of the original plot for Uncharted, the first Uncharted.
So what? I'd rather see Alicia Vikander running around doing that plot than somebody like maybe Nathan Fillion or something. So,
Fillion playing Nathan Drake, an asshole. Yeah,
exactly. Hold on a second before you move on. Eric, I want to get these comments out. Dungeon Buster says, Vikander was the only thing that was great about the movie. The movie around her had issues. Not the most terrible video game movie, not the best either.
What I could say about Tomb Raider is that it was passable, but the problem is that we need more than passable.
Okay, so what are you giving Tomb Raider, man?
I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Okay, so slightly above average. That's fair. I mean,
at least it wasn't the train wrecks that were the Angelina Jolie movies.
Oh, God, yeah. So tell me, is this the best video game movie to date?
In terms of directly emulating its source material, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I called it. I said this would be the best. I didn't think it would be the greatest
movie
ever.
It's sad that it is the best because like even the best is not that great.
Yeah, no. Freak 5 Break is asking if you watched Jessica Jones yet. I have not had a chance to see season 2.
Not yet, no.
Another problem this movie had was that it was an origin story, which is boring. So there's going to probably be a sequel.
I hope so. I hope it does well.
The sequel hopefully will be better directed, better written, and will have an original storyline.
I think Alicia Vikander was actually a perfect choice for Tomb Raider. I don't know. Boobs aside, who gives a shit about that, man? Like, if that's what people are complaining about, fuck them. They don't, you know.
There's, like, references, like I said, the references to Tomb Raider. The fact, like, they included Trinity, so that's the organization she's fighting in the original games.
Yeah.
But now we have an actual reason as to why she's fighting. Because I don't think the original games really went into that too much.
Yeah. All right.
Unless you were really paying attention because, like, there's no lore behind it.
Yeah, yeah, I did not pay that much attention.
Yeah. Well, there is actually a lot of lore with Tomb Raider. But yeah, anyways, I agree with you, Break. I totally
also
agree.
The fact that they did seem to be going – they made a little joke at the end of the movie where she goes to this dude who sells her guns, and then she picks out the two handguns. So she's like, I'll take two, yeah. Acting like the old Lara from the older games.
There you go. People don't know who Alicia Vikander is.
I wasn't done yet, but I just wanted to say that clip that they play that in the trailer, and it's like the very last scene in the movie. It's stupid. Wow. Trailers are dumb.
Yeah.
Fuck trailers.
I agree. If people don't know who Alicia Vikander is,
I missed like the first 5 minutes because I was like late. I wanted to get into that story because like I went to the theater a little bit late. Because I thought previews were running, and then when I got there, it said 7:30 is the showtime. I was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be 7. Well, whatever, because I guess they were discounting previews, but previews must have been shorter, because I gave myself like 15 minutes to get something quick to eat, and when I walked in, I think like at least 3.5 minutes had maybe passed, so yeah. I didn't quite understand what was happening, but I think most of it was inconsequential, so I didn't miss too much.
Yeah, I don't think you missed too much either, Eric. I want to see Tomb Raider, though. You know, if nothing else, I mentioned
like $5 or something.
If nothing else, for Alicia Vikander, if people don't know who she is, she was in Ex Machina, which is on my top 20 list of greatest movies of all time. I love that movie. That's another movie that I consider a horror movie. One of those non-horror movies. It's a sci-fi movie, but in my opinion, I would classify it as a horror movie. Check it out if you haven't. Ex Machina is a great movie. All right. Any other reviews, Eric?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Break, do you have any reviews this week, or are you good?
No.
Okay.
Let me think.
Freak Fi is gonna ditch us for dinner. How dare you, Freak Fi? He says we'll get to Stinko's in just a bit, but he says his Stinko, he had to put his miniature Dutch hound to sleep. Oh man, would have turned 12.
That's sad. We're sorry.
That really sucks, dude. Sucks losing an animal. He works this weekend, so he works next seven days. Wow, that really sucks. Not as bad as your dog dying, dude. That's terrible, man. My review, Super Dark Times, is a movie that you can watch on Netflix now. It's a pseudo kind of horror thriller kind of movie. It takes some weird turns. It's about a group of kids. It's a slow burn movie. Both the movies I'm reviewing are super slow burns.
What's this one called?
This one's called Super Dark Times. It's on Netflix.
Super Dark Times.
Yeah.
That's a funny name. Super Dark Times. It's like, why would you put super in the front of a movie?
It's like, weird. It's a slow burn
movie. Super Dark Times 2, Hyper Edition.
Yeah, Hyper Turbo Edition. There you go.
Hyper Turbo Edition.
It's a movie about... it's kind of a movie about a group of kids that something happens to one of the kids. And it's... you know, one of the other kids just kind of goes nuts, and it takes a while to get there, but there are a couple good kind of, I don't know, kind of gory, kind of gross scenes, but it's nothing that you wouldn't be able to handle. I don't know if I'd recommend watching this movie, though. I love slow burn movies, but this one, to me, took just a little too much time to get to the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some movies where you're like, you really enjoy the slow burn. I did not enjoy the slow burn in Super Dark Times. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 10, just slightly below average. It to me, it's not, it's really not worth your time. Just don't waste your time on Super Dark Times. But what you should waste your time on is a movie called Too Late with Jonathan Hawkes. This is a fantastic movie, not because of the content. The content is pretty standard noir, you know, kind of private detective gumshoe type stuff. But I love this movie for this reason. Check this out, guys. How many movies have you seen where they do... a good quarter of the movie in one take? That's this movie. There's like four, mm-hmm. probably four or five scenes in the entire movie done in one take. And it's fucking crazy, crazy how they do this movie. It's not that the movie has the greatest story or content, but the way that they put this movie together is an absolute master class. And anybody who's interested in movie making will be hard-pressed to find a better movie to hard-pressed to find a movie that you'll find done in this manner with as few takes as this movie. So I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10 because of the way that it's made, like in very few takes. You hardly ever see a movie like that that takes entire scenes that chew up 15, 20, 30 minutes in one take, literally. I mean, I can't think of very many movies at all that do that. I know Kubrick likes very long takes, but this one is incredible. I'm telling you guys, it's a slow burn movie, but you will enjoy it for that aspect alone. It's kind of a master class in acting. If every actor and actress in this movie had to memorize these lines like crazy, like super long memorization. Like it just all your cues, your spots that you need to be in. Everybody was pretty spot on. There's a couple of appearances by Robert Forster and Jeff Fahey. He was in Lawnmower Man and a bunch of other movies like Planet Terror and stuff like that. But I think you guys will enjoy this movie. It's a slow burn, but the camera work alone is worth watching Too Late for.
Where can we watch either of these?
What's that?
Where can I see either of these movies?
Both on Netflix. Super Dark Times, I would not recommend.
Are they Netflix originals?
No. Maybe Super Dark Times is, but Too Late is not an original. By the way, if you like nudity or half nudity, you would love this movie because a lot of the females walk around just with no pants and stuff like that. So, and it's
well, of course. I mean, why would they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shit. Why?
God, pants just get in the way.
Exactly. Like, why should anybody be forced to wear pants in a movie? I mean, you know. Well, besides ugly dudes. So, you know. But Too Late, I highly, highly recommend watching if you have like an hour and 45 minutes to just soak in what a masterclass of filmmaking this movie is. It like I said, the content isn't what you're totally interested in this movie. You're interested in the performance and the takes, the very few takes that it takes. So I give it a good 8.5 out of 10. It's well worth your time. All right, let's move on to our stinkos, guys. Breakman, your stinko, if you have one.
I've got a couple of them. First one is starting Monday. I've got Jury Duty.
Oh no!
Hopefully they cancel it. You don't have to go.
Yeah,
we'll find out. We'll see what happens. I don't want to talk more because you know if I get a case or something and they do like background checks and they go back and listen to this show, I might go to jail.
Well, you might go to jail anyways, dude. Like
for my safety, I must be anonymous.
So you go to jail for being a public nuisance? What'd you do?
All right, man. What's your other stinko break?
Oh, my other one goes to we figured out, and I think most people already knew this, but we found out, I guess, this week really that United Airlines is not a good plane, not just for people, but for animals too.
Yep, I heard about this.
Not only one, but two bad stories this week. One, they killed a puppy.
Yep.
By stuffing it in an overhead compartment.
Yep.
And two, they sent another dog to Japan.
Oh, great.
I forget where it's supposed to go, but it was somewhere in the United States, not to Japan.
Did they finally get that dog back?
Or? Yeah, that one was okay, but the killing the puppy is just ridiculous. And if you do a little research on it, you don't have to do much. you'll find out United kills more animals a year than every other carrier.
Yeah, United is a terrible company. They always have been. They don't treat people right. They overcharge.
We knew they're terrible to people. Now we know it's like they're terrible to animals too. Like they're terrible.
Their new slogan should be United. We kill.
Are they worse than
dog.
Delta though?
Yes. United is worse than Delta. Delta's pretty bad. Like, almost all the airlines.
United's
are bad.
Logo should be "We are unitedly stupid."
I think my brother only used United to get to Ohio because it's cheap.
Yeah, United, where we kill your dogs. That should be their
United.
Logo.
We are terrible.
Yeah, United, we kill animals. Anyways, yeah, they are. They're terrible. I would never like
we'll
if I had
drag you off our plane and kill your pet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yep, we'll drag you off our plane and beat you up. Don't forget
that.
They
might as well rename themselves so that one skit SNL did, Total Bastard Airlines.
Pretty much, man. All right, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric.
Yeah, my stinko is hearing that Roxy's dad died this week.
Yeah, that's sad, man. Sad. That's 2 weeks in a row we've had bad news with Roxy's family, man. What's up with that,
Roxy? Yeah,
it was
her stepbrother last week. I said brother, but stepbrother.
Yeah. Damn, man.
So, like, he's an only child outside of his stepmother.
Yeah.
It's like his only family left.
Wow. Roxy, I don't know what to say, man. 2 weeks of very, very bad luck. You know. Let us know if you need us to do anything. I'm not going to...
Sorry, I meant her. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, I'm not the type to send out thoughts and prayers because I think that's bullshit. But, you know, condolences
for
sure.
That's what politicians do.
Yeah, condolences for sure. And, like, if we can do anything, if we can put together anything, if you want to be on to talk about any fundraisers or anything like that, let us know. Be more than happy to do that, man. Sorry to hear that. That's just awful, awful news. Roxy's a good friend of the show. Sorry, Roxy. I don't know what else to say, man. All right. Anything else, Eric, or is that?
That's my only stinko.
All right. Mine is a literal stinko of the week. I'm going to play a little something here. Yes, I'm calling this one the Bog of Eternal Stench. All right.
Oh boy, Labyrinth.
Yep, I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yep, it's a great movie.
Babe with the power.
Yep, power of the babe. Anyways, mine. I'm gonna name it this week the Bog of Eternal Stench, and it really is a literal stinko of the week. I can't remember what Bridget and I were watching, but we're watching a movie or playing a game or something. I don't know what the fuck we were doing something. And I'm just paying attention to the movie, and I look over, and I see these hands frantically waving up and down. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on? She's covering her face because she knows what's coming right now. So she's waving her hand and like kind of like oh like and she audibly you could hear her like get embarrassed, and I look over and just as I look over and I see all this commotion going on, I take a good whiff of what she was waving at, and let me tell you guys, if you combine a sewer with maybe a dead animal coupled with, you know, that fart smell that you get like when you kind of like fart in a room, you leave and you come back and it kind of takes you off guard. You think you get away from it. Yeah, that was Bridget's fart, man. It was one of the worst smells I think of. And, you know, to boot, like my sinuses that day were perfect. I never have a day when I can go through and my nose isn't stuffed or you know, I've got, you know, junk going on in my sinuses or something. But for some reason that day, my sinuses were perfect. And, oh, boy, did I ever get a nose full of ass. So, yeah, she's embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. Cover your face over there. Cover your face. How dare you?
Makes Frank's gums bleed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and she tried to exile me. How dare you? You're exiled. I should exile your ass out of here. Get out of here.
We should make an RP Grinders board game called Your Exile.
So there you go. Yeah, it right on, Breakman. It literally did. It did. It stripped the...
Just going to be sorry.
No. But... Check this out. Dungeon Buster says, did it strip the paint from the room? No. What it did is it, like, melted my nose hairs out of my nose. That's what it did, Dungeon. It's worse than the paint stripping, man.
Damn, those were long, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my stinko of the week, though. Other stinko, just politics in general, though, everything that's going on. But I'll get into that, my sweetos. Let's move on to – did I do your stinko already, Breakman? I think I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's move on to your sweeto, Breakman.
My sweeto goes to March Madness right now.
Oh, yeah. And,
the tournament.
Fun. How's Cincy going to do? Are they going to win the whole thing finally? Or no?
Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to go with yes.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just hoping to get to the second weekend. They win their game today. They're going to have another win on Sunday.
Who do they play Sunday, man?
I don't know. I haven't seen if the other team won yet or not. If they
Dude,
played that game.
I have a long history with the Cincinnati Bearcats. They're like, other than my Homer Colorado Buffaloes, like the Bearcats have always been one of my favorite college basketball teams. They're fucking scrappy, man. They play hard. It's a good team, man. I hope they go all the way, man. Let's
Me root, too.
Let's
root, That'd be awesome.
The Bearcats, man. All right, Eric. Do you have a sweeto of the week?
Not so much. Not really.
All right. My sweeto is this. I talked a little bit about politics, but the walls are closing in on Donald Trump very, very quickly. And it's weird because I think what's ultimately going to bring this presidency down is a porn star. The reason being is I believe it hasn't been 100%, but the writing is on the wall. Somebody from the Trump team, whether it was him, his sons, or one of his associates – threaten physical harm.
Well, it's either that or money laundering.
I think it's going to be – you're right. I think it's either going to be that or money laundering. But I'm putting my – more and more I'm thinking that a porn star is going to be what takes Trump down. And there are rumors. One of them's not a rumor, but Donald Trump Jr.'s son – not his son. Donald Trump Jr. is getting a divorce from his wife, which why did it take 11 years to divorce that piece of shit is beyond me. Probably money. But they don't have any money, which is weird too. But yeah, it's weird to think that of all things, of all the shady shit that Trump has done during this presidency, that a porn star might be the one to finally put an end to everybody's fucking misery when it comes to this presidency. Because I don't think – like I think even the base is shrinking. I think only the base of base is left for Trump. Like I think he's going to be let out in handcuffs. He's too proud to step down. He's not going to resign like Nixon. So there you go. You know, porn stars are pros at going down, man. But there you go. How dare you, Breakman? And then my other one, I put Achievos on here for this reason. For 2 months, two or three months, I've been the leader amongst my friends, which isn't very many, on Xbox. If you want to add me, it's RP Grinders on both the Xbox and the PlayStation. But I've been kicking everybody's ass with achievements, and I never care about achievements. But I was like, fuck. Holy shit, I'm kicking Breakman's ass in achievements?
Yeah, that's because you're playing all day long.
How dare you? I don't play all day long. I play
sorry, you do sleep sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I play like I don't know. I play maybe a couple hours a day or something, but yeah. Shit. How dare you? How dare you insinuate that that's all I do is play games? But No, I've been doing really good. I've been beating games and getting achievements that I wouldn't normally get. Like, and I'm not even searching for them. I'm just a very thorough gamer, I guess. I don't know. But I thought it was really weird. It's the first time ever I've ever led an achievement. So I thought I'd rub that in Breakman's face that I am leading an achievement, sir. Although I will say you've made up quite a bit of ground within the past week or so. So, yeah, there you go. How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled, son of a bitch.
Oh, I just got that Amber Alert. Sweet.
The what?
A white Hyundai Sonata.
Oh.
License plate number. Oh, yeah. License plate IWUM23 from Florida.
Yeah. You stole a car in Florida. We know you did. And you stole the kid that went with it. Like, what happened, Breakman? Did you and Mrs. Breakman, like, steal a baby? Is that what happened?
No. Right. Okay, fine. I'll finally admit it. I found one of my loved children from a previous visit, and
the mom's a psycho, and so you ran away with it.
Yeah, maybe there you go.
The I'm doing what's mom. Best for the child.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. I'm doing what's
best for the child. Oh, I forgot. I forgot to do a sweet-o, guys. I got to do another sweet-o. Bridget in chat reminded me. We were watching the last season of Game of Thrones, right? And this has anybody seen all of Game of Thrones or no? Because I don't want to spoil anything because it's fucking great series, one of the greatest of all time.
I've watched some of the nude scenes like on Pornhub, but other than that, I haven't seen it.
Well, you need to watch the series, dude. It's one.
Why?
Well,
I see the good parts.
No, you've seen half of the good parts, man. Like, it's fucking awesome. It's like a fucking RPG on screen, dude. Like, complete with dragons, and it's everything that I wanted. Dungeons and Dragons role playing tabletop game and more. It's fucking good, man. It's just really good. A lot of intrigue, a lot of mystery, a lot of dragons, a lot of everything. But anyways, I don't know if I want to say this because I don't want to spoil too much of anything, but. Let's just put it this way. Bridget was observing Jon Snow, and he was interacting with another character, which I don't want to say right now. But when he was interacting with that other character, she pointed out that he had, quote, a boner face. And I was like, what? They weren't even talking about sex, or there was no innuendo. There was nothing going on. But she's like, yep, he's got the boner face. I'm like, what are you talking about? Sure enough, boner face was correct, because later on, these two get it on. So credit to her for noticing that shit, because I was like clueless when it comes to that. I'm like, what? Yeah, Dungeon Buster says interacting. Yeah, Dungeon, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, from their first conversation, you know who I'm talking about, Dungeon. From the very first conversation, did you get any sense that those two were going to, quote, interact? Because I did not. But Bridget noticed this shit. She was like, oh, boner face. Yep. And I was like, boner? What do you mean by boner? She's like, you know that face when guys get when you're looking at them and they're talking to a chick. Yeah, the boner face. So I'm like, what? No finger banging, Breakman. There was other kind of banging, okay. but no finger banging. But yeah, that was another one of my sweetos. But let's move on to our free for all, guys. I talked a little bit about it last week, but I think Wolfenstein is kind of wearing on me. I think they're great games; they're well worth playing. And I tell you what, Wolfenstein 2 is probably one of the best looking games I've ever seen on any system. Period. Like, it looks really good. I know I said that about The Witcher 3. But Wolfenstein 2's up there as well, man. And, I mean, I don't want to do a review of it yet, but there are some good emotional scenes in that game, in Wolfenstein 2, which I do not expect from any first-person shooter. Like, first-person shooters to me are just go around killing anything and everything that you see, including Call of Duty. But, yeah. So... my free-for-all, and I know we talked a little bit about this week, after you get done, do you guys ever get a sense, like, when you play video games, you know, such as Wolfenstein or Call of Duty, or anything that you're shooting and maiming and killing things, do you guys need a break from that every once in a while? Because I know I do. And the topic is going to be, which games do you kind of go to when you're done killing things? And I'll start with you, Eric. Are there any games that you kind of cleanse your palate with when you play too many kind of shooting and killing games?
The weird thing is I haven't played any overtly, like, violent gun games in a while.
Yeah.
The last thing I could play that even approaches that would be Yakuza, since you're beating up a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Usually in horrible ways, if you take out all the, like, things you can use as weapons.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says...
I mean, even then, though, it's like... It's not particularly gory. I mean...
Yeah. Well, I'm not even talking about gore. I'm just talking about
cutscenes.
Maybe violence. I'm talking about violence. Dungeon says he needed a break from the Souls games.
Oh, I'm getting Kirby Star Allies tomorrow, so that'll be a palate cleanser.
There you go. Dungeon says he needed a break from the Souls game. He hasn't finished Dark Souls 3 yet. I can understand that, because some of those games, Dungeon, you need a break just because of the difficulty. But I'm talking about like ultra violent games, and I bring up Wolfenstein because it's, you could call it kill Nazis and it would be appropriate. And I, you know what, Dungeon, you'd be proud of me, because I've been like a sneaky motherfucker in those games. Like, I will, any chance I get to sneak up on a Nazi and fucking shank the motherfucker, I do, because it makes your life a hell of a lot easier.
Especially, hey, Frank, are you interested in that Doom copy I bought for $5 out of Redbox?
What is it for? PS4?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather get it on the Xbox, because I have an X, but, I might be. I don't know.
I don't think there's much of a difference between the X or the Pro, though.
If there isn't, then I might pick that up from you, dude. I've been looking to get Doom, so, yeah, I might pick it up from you. So my question is, what are the games you go to... the non-violent games that you go to just to get a break from all the shooting. And Eric, you said Kirby. Kirby's a great example of a game that that could cleanse the palate for sure.
Or Mario.
Mario for sure. You know, those type of games. Is there anything that you go to, though? Like is there a go-to game that you kind of like... Like,
how about like a really pervy game to offset all the violence?
What about you, Brake? Are there any that you, or are you just all in on the violent video games? And you know,
well, see, that's the thing is, like, when I like need something to refresh or unwind or something, I go to a violent game.
Yeah, well, I can see that.
I feel like I need to shoot something or chop something up. You know, I just.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought about it, and I'm like...
Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I like games like that. Don't get me wrong. I love games. I love Plants vs. Zombies. I'm just saying, if I've had, like, a bad day or something like that, I want to play a shooter like Halo. I want to shoot somebody in the fucking head.
Yeah, yeah. Bridget brings up a good one. She says The Sims. That's definitely a good palate cleanser. I mean, it's not my type of game, but... I don't mind watching those type of games, you know. So that
again, Kirby is kind of violent. I mean, he sucks up all those monsters.
Yeah, but
well, like,
that's...
the thing with going to like say a Mario game is Mario can get difficult at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not talking about like I'm talking about
Tetris or something like that. Like puzzle games, a lot of them just they'll get difficult the longer you play.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That,
but
to me, it's just as frustrating.
I guess what I'm saying is like it's not about frustration. It's about like just kind of like. Kind of like refreshing.
I play Kirby's Epic Yarn. That's like probably the most innocent game ever.
The reason, like, I've been playing Wolfenstein pretty much nonstop for the past 3 weeks. I want to get through. I thought I would have Wolfenstein 2 done for the show today, but it didn't work out. Like that game is increasingly difficult. Like the difficulty curve on that one is to me. Way harder than the first couple that I played, the Old Blood and New Order. So I'm having a really tough time as it is. But
I've got a really good suggestion.
Hold on, let me finish, Eric, and then I'll take any and all suggestions. But I like for me, like I'm stabbing people in the neck, I'm ripping off arms, I'm you know doing all kinds of shit. Plus the story is kind of grim. It's kind of an alternative reality where the Nazis take over the entire world and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I just like, I just have to, like, pick up something different, not only to get out of the first-person perspective, but also to get out of the violence, like, to get out of the mindset of, you know, all you're doing is shooting somebody in the head or, you know, shanking somebody in the neck or things like that. You know, I felt this way one other time when I was playing a game called Manhunt. I don't know if you guys ever...
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good game, and I liked it too, but... After a point, I just kind of felt, like, dirty. You know what I mean? Like kind of like I need something to kind of, you know, get out of that mindset, get out of that type of gaming, get out of that. And one of the games that I used to play was a game called Flower. Flower, to me, was a great game just to get something completely different. The problem with Flower was it takes this weird turn at the end that turns semi-violent. So I'm like, this is not what I signed up for.
Your flower crumbles or something? Like, no, it turns fall?
No, if people don't know what Flower is, it's basically a game where you're kind of a petal and you gather other petals in the wind and you just, all you do is like make other flowers flower and like go through passages, and it's a very soothing, relaxing game. Until you get up to the last level, and then all of a sudden it turns fucking weird and lightning and rain, and it's kind of hard like to control. But yeah, you know, so I don't know, games like that, maybe Pac-Man, something that you know you're not exactly, you know, killing everything in sight and stuff like that, like. I don't know.
But there's stuff in sight. I mean, if you don't kill it, what are you supposed to do with it?
Well, there's game. Like I said, Flower's a great game, man. Like, you should...
I mean, it's like Smash TV, right? If it moves, it shoots.
Yeah, definitely not.
If it lives, it dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly. No, I'm just saying, like, maybe I'm weird like that where I just, you know, there comes a time when I need to play something a little different. Like, I was playing a game... called Seasons After Fall. That's a great fucking game. If I could recommend that to anybody, I would definitely recommend it, because you don't kill anything. You just go gathering and you solve puzzles and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm not talking the cartoony violence. Like, I was playing Ratchet and Clank, and that actually is a pretty fucking violent game, but it's definitely...
Those weapons are so fun, though.
Oh, Ratchet & Clank's a great game. It's free on PS4, so if you have Plus right now, go pick that up, because it's a really good game, and, you know, very pretty, very vibrant, very cartoony violence. I can even use that as a palate cleanser, you know, a cartoony violent game like Ratchet & Clank, but... like, the realistic stuff gets to me after a little while, and I'm a big horror fan. I love horror movies. I'll watch horror movies, you know. But every once in a while, even with horror movies, I have to get a palate cleanser in there every once in a while and watch a comedy or a drama or something. So that's what I was talking about, guys. Eric, I'm sorry. What was your you had a point that you wanted to bring out?
Yeah, a good relaxation game would be Neko Atsume.
Neko, what
you can get
is that?
You can get on your mobile device.
Ah, what is that?
It's a game where you basically just raise a bunch of little cats.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds.
And
like
there's another one called Toby Kairu, which has not been localized in English yet, but I'm gonna assume it will be eventually. Yeah. But
Dungeon says
it's about a frog who journeys and then. Journalizes his journeys, I guess.
let's see. Dungeon says any civilization game, violence is restricted.
There's also this game called Part-Time UFO made by HAL Laboratories.
Yeah.
For the smartphones, where you play as a UFO who operates like a UFO catcher, but you're doing part-time jobs, so you have to pick up random things and put them in places.
Yeah. Dunnabush says any civilization game, violence is restricted to moving armored units around across the land to attack other nations, but I love building wonders and cities. Tetris. You know what? Tetris is a perfect game. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Breakman. Tetris is a perfect game in so much as Pac-Man is a perfect game. You know what I'm saying? Like, technically it doesn't...
I think there's no such thing as perfect. you know, but I think it's close you can get to it is Tetris.
I think Tetris is a like, what can you say about Tetris that's not perfect? Like, if you're talking like it doesn't stand up to today's standards when it comes to graphics and, you know, gameplay and story and other stuff like that, but. Dude, Tetris is good.
What's the story of Tetris? You gotta get these blocks down to the bottom before you die.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hurry, the blocks are full. Oh, God, get it. Oh, I'll live one more round.
Yeah. Other games like that, Pac-Man definitely is almost as good as it gets. Ms. Pac-Man, of course. You know, Super Mario Brothers, for its limitations, is almost as good as it gets. You know, stuff like that.
Pac-Man's all about eating weed and pills.
It sure is, and I dig it. Let's see. What else do we got here? Peggle. That's a great example. That's a good game to kind of relax to and kind of – he says there's some cool board games on Steam that are fun. Journey is a I've never played Journey, and I was just talking – I think I was just talking to Bridget about that game the other day, Journey. I wanna buy that game. Dungeon says Break is definitely Spartan material. So yeah, you are Sparta, Breakman. Ratchet and Clank, of course.
Because I relax by shooting people.
Oh, this is another one, good one that Dungeon brought up. Although it's kind of like disturbing. Katamari Damacy. That's a great game, man. Really, really great game. Dunn says, I need to be a giant ball and collect stuff for the win. I like Katamari Damacy. Dungeon, it's a really, really great game, no question. Good suggestion there, Dungeon. So if you're out there, let us know which games that you guys and gals kind of relax to. We've named quite a bit. Mine is Marvel Puzzle Quest. I you know, play quite a bit of that, but I have a few others. But let us know which games that you guys, non-violent or maybe even cartoony violent games that you play to kind of relax to after a full day of playing shooters or other super violent, uber violent video games. Because, you know, to be honest, violent games have been in the news quite a bit. I mean, we've talked about this type of shit on the show before. I am not a subscriber that violent video games make violent people. I think violent people make violent people. So, you know, let us know what you play that's kind of a non-violent game or maybe even a cartoony violent game that to kind of get away from playing those games, you know, the shooters. So, at RP Grinders, you can catch me at Frank Branches. I'll pass that on to Break.
I have a short little PSA, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. Might as well.
Here's a homie discount that's not RPG related, but I thought I'd mention anyways because Mega Man fans unite. But you can get Mega Man Maverick Hunter X on the PSN store for $2.99.
Oh,
that's with PS Plus.
Ah, there you go. Yeah,
it doesn't show up in the. I think it might show up in weekly deals, but it doesn't show up in any special deal. So you'd have to actually search it out. So there's a heads up.
Yeah, there you go. You know, a perfect game to kind of cleanse your palate is Mortal Kombat. Perfect.
How about example. Out of the Chute?
Out of the Chute, for sure. Dude, I want an Out of the Chute remake. That's what I want. I want an HD remake of Out of the Chute, the original. That's what I want. Because I think they made two of those games, if I'm not mistaken. But and I want it in Punjabi. So a Punjabi remake, HD remake of Out of the Chute would be aces, for sure. I think that's all we got time for, unless you guys want to talk about anything else. You got anything else, Breakman, you want to talk about before we leave, or no?
Let's see here. What can we talk about? We can talk about, we talked about what we were playing, but do we really get into, like, depth of what we've been playing, you know?
What?
In depth? You know, like, talking about the games we've played.
I don't think we have. Let's do it. Talk, Break, what you got? What you got for us, man?
Oh, not me. Somebody else.
Not you. Okay, I'll tell you.
So, let me see. For instance, the South Park game I play a lot. Most of it is a PvP type game. It's you select different characters to put on the battlefield, different types of characters. It's a violent game. There are different types. There are going to be like aerial combat types. There are the assassin types. They don't have a lot of hit points, but they attack strong. And you're a regular warrior, which is pretty balanced. And you have tanks, which are not a lot of strength, but they have a lot of hit points, and they can absorb a lot of damage and stuff like that. But your main goal is to try and kill your enemy. The boss character, the character that you made, the goal of both of your armies is to attack each, to try and get to the boss and kill the boss.
That's why we do play video games, and that's why the argument that video games cause people to be violent is such a bullshit way of framing things. Because when you go, like you said, Break, like for you, I mean, that's like a release. You know, when you can go kill a few Nazis and you know, or in Halo, shoot somebody in the head with your gun at a huge distance, or
always down for shooting stormtroopers. They just deserve it.
Yeah, because they're so stupid. Pew, pew, pew. I don't have a problem with video game, like violent video games. Just every once in a while, you know, I kind of like to play something different. Seasons After Fall, I talk about that game quite a bit. You play as a fox, like a possessed fox pretty much. And all you're doing is just kind of solving puzzles and jumping around and, you know, like we're talking in depth, it's a puzzle action kind of platformy game. And, the goal is to gather enough spirits, I guess. And then, things are awesome. The kind of hook in that game is you can change the weather. You can, I mean, Seasons After Fall, you can make it winter. You can make it rain in the spring. You can make it summer. Like
if you make it fall, does it break the game?
Well, it depends on if you literally make it fall.
Like, no, it's after fall. No!
Exactly. Crazy Taxi is another good one. That's a great game. I mean, you can't really, like, there's no crashing, really. Like, if you crash into something, you're not going to break anything. It's, I don't know. I kind of like
it. Is the goal still, like, pick somebody up and drive them to someplace?
Yes, yes. That's all you do. That's all you do in Crazy Taxi. But
and it's a lot more fun than it sounds.
It really is. It doesn't sound like much, but when you play that game, it's a good palate cleanser. So, yeah, that'll be the topic for us, guys. Palate cleansers. What are your palate cleansers? Let us know at RP Grinders. What about you, Eric? You want to talk in depth about any games or anything that you've been thinking about? Anything else you got?
Not really.
All right. I think that's a good point to end the show.
I do want to do a PSA though. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. If you're going to get sloshed, don't drive.
Yes, for sure. Drink and driving is no bueno. Don't smoke and drive. You know, none of that stuff. So, yeah. I didn't know that.
That means you too, Break. I thought that's really you.
What the hell? Why do I get singled out?
Well, drink as much as you want, but don't drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't drive.
Yeah, Mrs. Brickmiller be your designated driver.
Hell, Mrs. Brickman will drink break under the table. Don't.
Or even go out and get all your beer and drink at home.
Taxis. A lot of taxis offer free services on days like St. Patrick's Day. So if you're gonna go out, make sure you get a taxi or, get a designated driver. Uber, Lyft, whatever. Your drug of choice. But anyways, I think that's going to do it, guys. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
At RP Grinders and at Break _ Man.
All right.
And I'll be watching college basketball, so I'll be doing that. Yeah.
I'll be rooting for the Bearcats as well, and I'll be watching the games too. I love March Madness. The only time I really watch college basketball is during March Madness. So, good plug, man. All right, what about you, Eric?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and you can find the reviews I've written for this week on sites like BossBrashBrigade.com, where I have reviews of Chaos Child and The Fall Part 2 Unbound, and TotallyGN.com, where I have a review of Yakuza 6. And then there's other sites I've written for, like VogNetwork.com and NosGamers.com. And there's also my YouTube page, Funny T Man.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Channel, page, whatever. Well, that's it.
Yeah. All right. My plugs are as follows. Thank you to everybody in chat. Dungeon Buster was in there. I think Freak 5 was in there. Who else was in there? I don't know. Some other people. But anyways, if you guys want to join the chat, make sure you join every week live on YouTube and Twitch, 7 Eastern time on Fridays. We'd love to see see some new blood in chat. So, you know, yeah, I mean, you're always going to see Dungeon in there, of course, and you're always going to see people like MXT or Freak 5 or even Gripper, even though he hasn't been here in a while. But, you know, join the chat. It's always a good, fun time. We talk RPGs and skeptical shit and politics and, you know, other shit that people are interested in. Let us know your, like I said before, let us know your palate cleanser games, your non-violent or cartoony violent games that you guys kind of use to decompress after hard day's work or after playing too many realistic violent video games. Let us know what you guys like to play. We'd like to hear it on Twitter at RP Grinders. We'll make sure and mention it on the show. Check out the movie Too Late. It's on Netflix. It's kind of a noir detective semi-mystery, I guess. But it really is a masterclass in filmmaking. One take for at one point I think there was like 25 minutes of just one take, which is an incredible feat. Those filmmakers need to be commended, because I've never seen a movie like it that technical. So the content's pretty good. The acting is excellent. Jonathan Hawkes is great in that movie. Check it out. Let's see. Anything else? I don't think so. Labyrinth. Make sure you watch Labyrinth. Bog of Eternal Stench. That'd be awesome. And I think that's it. Yeah. If you're going out this weekend, don't drink and drive. Make sure you get a designated driver. We truly, truly want to see you here next week. So I think that's it. Anybody have anything else before we take off?
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Don't make sure you can avoid bogs of eternal stench.
Yeah, do not go anywhere near a bog of eternal stench. All right.
Orange penises.
Yeah, or orange penises, exactly. I think that's about it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out, everybody. Thank you so much.
I guessed it once again on a Q&A quest.
What? Oh, yeah. Make sure to check out Eric on Q&A Quest. That's awesome. All right. Like I said, stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. Till then.
I expect that to be a reoccurring thing as much as I can anyway.
We are out. Right on, Eric. Later. Later, guys. Later out there.